on Saturday night last in Rotherham in the UK. Kieran Malloy had his first fight in virtually a year. Well, apart from 3.5 minutes in the fail in a fumble bout, which won the knockout of the year. Unbeaten, say, beat Sergio Garcia Herrera on points after being on the floor, and I'm delighted to be joined by Kieran from the UK now. Kieran, firstly, many congratulations, still unbeaten, but no doubt, as you said in the interview afterwards, that was a tough test on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was for sure. Thanks very much, George. Yeah, look, very, very tough fight. It was a war, that's for sure. The Irish versus the Mexican, so it was a good learning fight for me. Answered a couple of questions of myself, and yeah, it's definitely going to steer me in the right direction going forward.
I looked at the fight, and you know, you follow boxing over the years, and you know what Mexicans are like. They're teak tough, they're never beaten. You looked at his record, and we thought, you know, Kieran is good, it's another stepping stone, but he, as you said yourself in your interview afterwards, he came to fight. He wasn't worried about Kieran Malloy. He was worried about himself winning the actual contest. And he actually came to win the fight. He just didn't come for the payday or whatever. It was a huge test of you. But he also, I thought, brought you up with a couple of problems that, yes, you answered in the end, but it took you time maybe to get to grips with him.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely came to win. They were quite confident all week as well, you know, in their preparations. He had known for a good few weeks leading up to this fight as well, so he would have had his homework done, I suppose, on my style of fighting. But he's got a good coach as well. The lads were saying his coach is actually related to Canelo Alvarez, so there's definitely boxing. You know, they have good boxing brains. He was a national champion as an amateur in Mexico as well. So, look, these records, you know, they might have a couple losses and stuff, but a lot of their fights mightn't even be beyond box rec and stuff, so God knows how many fights he actually could have had, but it's definitely something that I'm going to learn from. I was on the canvas for the first time as a fighter in over, you know, 230 fights, so yeah, look, it's all good experience, and like I said, it's only going to bring me on from here as well.
Watching the fight myself as it was on the stream, GBM's boxing. I thought when you were down, when I was shocked, but I also thought you took your time getting up, in that you were gathering your thoughts, and you more or less, I felt you took it as an alarm call type of knockdown, that right, we're going to get serious here.
Yeah, I wasn't like unbearably hurt. I was winded a couple of times sort of leading up to it, and I knew there were so long left in the rounds that if I didn't take the knee and take my count, that if maybe three or four more of those blows landed, I could have been in serious trouble. So I got some deep breaths in while I was taking the eight count, and regrouped quickly while I had the chance. I got some deep breaths in, and I knew then, I was going to have to finish the round strong. And lucky enough, we practice for moments like this in the gym. We know to stay calm and not let things get to our head too much, not get sucked into a big fight. So, look, I stood and traded with him at times, but I had to use my feet as well just to stay out of trouble for a while.
You also alluded to in your interview afterwards that you met one or two setbacks in training maybe. Was that affecting you in any way during the fight?
Yeah, a small bit. Look, it's just training camps, you know, in any sport in general. You get niggles and bits like that, a couple of injuries here and there, but yeah, it definitely affected me, so I'm going to have to take just a short break now and just get the problem sorted, but it's going to be fine, Joe. You know, it's nothing too serious or too they're going to hold me back for too long, so I'll be sound to go in another 5 or 6 weeks.
An observation I made, and I was talking to a few other people as well, when we were looking at the fight, we were just communicating through WhatsApp communication, basically. Was it on us watching on the stream? Did the ring look quite tight compared to... I thought it was a small-looking ring.
It was. It was a small ring. And it's not only that. When I hopped into the ring, there was bright lights very close. You know, they're quite low down. Mm-hmm. And I just assumed the lights were going to kind of only be on for the introduction of the boxers, and they're going to kind of turn off the heat. But yeah, it was the hottest boxing venue I was ever in. I knew after the first 30, 40 seconds in the ring, even before the fight started, I knew that could have, it was going to be a hard night, especially with the Mexicans staring across me from the other side of the ring. But look, you just have to adjust to it. Look, there's lots of different boxing venues around the world that I'm going to be fighting in, that things aren't going to be straightforward and smooth for me. So look, you just have to take all this experience now and prepare for the worst and hope for the best sometimes.
Agreed. And you know, it was highlighted by the commentary team throughout the night that the lights were quite overpowering, and you know, but that's it. You have to, as you said yourself, you have to deal with all these issues once you're in there. You're in there, there's two men in the ring. It's the same for both of you, no matter what happens. Have you been pleased with the way, since you joined GBN Boxing, and we spoke a couple of weeks ago when you had joined GBN Boxing and you were looking forward to the Saturday night in Rotherham, you're pleased the way things are going for you?
Yeah, absolutely. The fight week was the smoothest fight week I've ever had. Everything was so well put together. We were looked after very well. Working closely with the lads, we have a good plan in place now for the year. I'm very satisfied with the people I'm working with. You know, we're working very closely, and yeah, we've got some exciting fight nights coming up, and yeah, we're going to be coming back to Galway in the summer.
That's something I would bring to your promoters were saying that, and you and yourself, you said you'd. We all remember that night in Leisureland last April. It was a wonderful night. It was a great night for sport in Galway. It was a great night for your family, but it was a great night for boxing as well in Galway. You alluded to that you're hoping to have a big night maybe in July. Can you tell us any more about that?
I'd say, to be honest, we're probably looking at maybe August. I think I might try and get out once more before in June. Over in the UK, and then maybe look at August for Galway. I know Leisureland is there, but I think GBM are wanting something maybe a bit bigger. So it depends how the interest and stuff like that is with people back home in Galway, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of hunger for it.
I think there will, and just to allude to as well, on the bill, you fought in Leisureland, and on the bill as well with you the last night, a man who has changed promoter as well, Tiernan Bradley, he also fought on Friday night, and he had a satisfactory outcome as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was good to see him back. He has good structure in place now as well with the promoters. I know he hadn't been signed to a promotional contract, so it's good. It's great to see him progress as a professional. I think he's been waiting around for a long time for it. So, yeah, it's always good to see another Irish fighter get the opportunity and shine under the lights.
Now, I was talking to a man today, and he tells me, whilst you were in the ring on Saturday night, your better half, your girlfriend, was on stage for the Galway Rose.
Yeah, she, Chloe, she went for the Galway Rose. So, yeah, it looked great. I couldn't be there, unfortunately. But, no, it looked like a great night for them.
Also, she wasn't in Rotherham as well, I suppose. She was regretting that, but she was enjoying the attention of the Galway Rose.
Yeah, for sure. They were probably tuning in on the phones backstage. But, no, it looked like a fantastic night now. But, yeah, we couldn't be at each other's, but I don't know, there'll be plenty more nights like that going forward.
There will, hopefully. Now, going back to, you said you're going to take a couple of days off, obviously, to recover from the exertions of Saturday night, and you said you're hoping to take up a fight probably in the UK before, hopefully, another bill in Galway. You'll probably take this week off, and we'll just be back to the gym then, and a gradual increase in the training tempo just to recover from this fight?
Yeah, for sure. No, it's just kind of take maybe 4 or 5 days off, and then, you know, I never take too long off. I'm always doing some sort of training, whether it's a run or a gym session with Brendan Egan, one of my coaches from back home. So yeah, I'm just going to go home and spend some time with my family now. You know, I've been over here, living over in the UK for a long time now, I suppose over 2 years now, but it's nice to get home when I get the chance, just spend some time with them and relax.
That's well good. We look forward to talking to you, Ciarán, when you come home. No doubt you'll make an appearance at the Greyhound Stadium, I suppose, during your sojourn home, as you normally do. Ciarán, many, many congratulations. My extreme thanks for you taking time out to talk to us this evening, and we look forward to talking to you in the flesh at home in the next couple of weeks.
Nice one. Thanks very much, George, and all the team at Galway Bay FM. The sport's been great, and I appreciate it a lot.